I was shocked and disappointed with this judgment. The judiciary being the third arm of government, we were expecting a stiffer penalty so that this should be used as an example to would-be offenders, that diamonds are a national resource that should not be smuggled just like that. The judgment must be a wide welcome to anybody in the world who is interested to smuggle diamonds from Zimbabwe. I think they now know that it is very possible and they'll be protected by the law.
I spoke to lawyer Jonathan Samkange and he says his client committed no crime because he had a permit and that he got the diamonds from South Africa.
If I was a lawyer, a very patriotic lawyer, some of these cases, I would not take them up. In no way, this Breivik who massacred people, he had a hard time trying to find a lawyer because it was not in the national interest for anyone to defend such a cruel act. And in the case of this Israeli, if this guy had bought the diamonds in South Africa and he was going with the diamonds to Israel, why did he bring them to Zimbabwe? And did he prove where he got the diamonds exactly?